With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Three sheriff's deputies have been shot while executing warrants in Virginia. They were shaken up, but they're doing well. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Pennsylvania County Sheriff Michael Taylor said the warrants were for brandishing a firearm and trespassing. The deputies were also serving a protective order. Sheriff Taylor told reporters there was an hours-long standoff, but it ended peacefully and with the suspected shooter in custody. Republican Congressman John McGuire, who represents Virginia's 5th Congressional District, said in a post on X that his thoughts and prayers were with the deputies, and he also extended his thoughts and prayers to their families. Pittsville County is located along the state's southern border with North Carolina, about 98 miles northwest of Raleigh. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says there was no decision really to not invite Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to Friday's summit in Alaska with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It was always going to be I was going to meet with President Putin, and then after that I'm going to call the leaders and President Zelensky. I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
A conservative political organizer now saying that Republicans should have no qualms about the redistricting in Texas and elsewhere to add new congressional seats. Here's Bob Agnew.
For Republicans to even have, like, even a few doubts about this, I think it's insane.
Ned Ryan with American Majority says there's a long history of the parties in power redrawing election maps.
Democrats have done this all the time. I think New York did it in a random in-between, you know, census time a few years ago.
And Ryan has a message for Republicans. He says we're given a mandate with the 2024 re-election of Donald Trump.
You were given political power for a reason. You should use it.
Bob Agnew report.
This is SRN News. Quite a victory for some young ladies in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn that Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country moving in now. The tempo of those attacks increasing. A report by International Christian Concern warns local residents say the strategy appears mixed at killing. This is SRN News. Well, a big name in appliance manufacturing planning a huge investment in its United States operations.
GE Appliances plans on spending $3 billion expanding its American facilities. GE will shift production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters from China and Mexico. The plan is to add 1,000 jobs and modernize GE Appliances' U.S. plants over the next 5 years. It will affect operations in Kentucky and Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Amazon now rolling out a service where its Prime members can order groceries at the same time as batteries or anything else. The online juggernaut says customers in more than 1,000 cities now have access to fresh groceries with its same-day delivery on orders of $25 for Prime members. More details at srnnews.com.